The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, your adult talk radio. Good morning, everybody. And Linda is on assignment this morning, and I have the fabulous Ashley as my partner here. What's the weather look like there, young lady?
We're looking at a little bit of breeziness today, but it should finish up. I see you fighting the sunrise.
I'm going to drop the blinds here in a second.
Yeah, the sunrise is looking pretty gorgeous this morning. We should have a nice sunset as well with just enough clouds in the sky to color it. A high near 67 today and north winds 8 to 17 miles per hour. Tomorrow, 72 degrees and sunny. And looks like that for much of the rest of the week. Slight chance of showers on Sunday, but and a better chance of showers on Monday, but we should have just a perfect week.
Wow. You know what? It's time. The rain last night, it was so hard that it went down, and we're back down at the tower today, because the rain, when it gets down that hard, the transmitter down there, and so we're off at 1460, resets itself to protect itself down there. So we'll just run on down, and that's why just, you know, we're going to get down right after the show and flip it back on again. But it's still, it's an indicator of how much rain we've had. We've, for 10 years, that transmitter has been on, and never once, maybe once or twice in the whole 10 years has ever reset itself. And it has done it now twice in the rains.
It's all
due to rains and wind. So it's really strange.
But it shouldn't happen again, at least this week.
That's right.
Yay. Hey,
the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center and Caring Compassion Community. They're going to be in here today. But the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, better known business, Chuck and Judy Kinney out of Anderson. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Before I get to Christina, yesterday we had on the fire, the people from the Fire Academy over at Shasta College. It was a really interesting, one of the instructors, plus he's a captain in our own Reading Fire Department. And somebody asked a question about how many people really get jobs out of there from Fire Academy. Well, the guy that was talking to us, the captain, went through the Fire Academy over there at Shasta College. And he says sent me an email. Over 60% of the firefighters at Reading Fire at the Reading Fire Department attended Shasta College Fire Academy. 40% of the firefighters, I taught their class. The city of Reading has 12 apprentice firefighter positions open right now that the students coming out of the academy are going to apply for in May. The city also has 12 other positions for fuel mitigation crew opening in the near future. That's just one of the options coming out of the academy for the jobs of the city. Cal Fire hires many students also. As you can see, the jobs are out there, but they need to fill out the applications and test. So I just wanted to pass that on to some people. There was somebody who said, yeah, but how many of them really get jobs? Well, most of them get jobs, it appears, in the area, because it's not just Reading. It's also Anderson, City of Shasta Lake, and other places around here. So there. I'm here with Christina Gutierrez from Turtle Bay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Thanks for having me.
Was that a great event? Have you been on?
I don't think we've been on since our event now.
The annual Turtle Bay celebration.
The auction
and everything. It was just kind of like one of the best.
I mean, we're considering it the best in a long time. Yeah, definitely. We really enjoyed the theme. Mm-hmm. And everybody there had really good spirits, and there was a lot of just gratitude in that room.
Oh, I mean, there was I saw people trying to buy things that had to do specifically with Turtle Bay, like the item where kids with autism come in early and get, you know, and they have more time and they're able to touch and things like this.
Yeah, yeah.
A guy sitting at my table quit bidding at $14,000. He says, I can't go any further. And it was,
People are very generous. Yeah, we are really thankful for that community support and that sensory hour at the museum,
yeah,
something we
hour.
Offer pretty much every quarter, mm-hmm. and it's free for those families.
For those, yeah, for the families, and it more than supported it. But it's and then other people just stood up and bid on things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and more importantly, just the feeling of the community behind us. Like so many people in that room take their kids, their grandkids to Turtle Bay.
Mm-hmm.
They love Turtle Bay and our animals and our programs.
I think that's one of the places the Turtle Bay auction. Is, first of all, the food was really good, too. I mean,
yeah, it was.
The thing was the 50s.
Yeah, it was a sock hop thing.
It was the sock hop thing. So you had things like sliders and, I mean, all types of that kind of food, but it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was plentiful. I mean, nobody went away hungry if they didn't want
no,
to.
No,
no. I don't know. I'm sure y'all took some home that night. But it was just the whole theme, and it was run well. I thought the MCs did a wonderful job. Linda.
Uh-huh.
And,
I was going to say, you're a little biased.
Well, no, but Patrick and Linda work together very well. Patrick,
yeah, they
from,
do well.
From Billy and Patrick over at Q97. And then Lee Luff got into it, and the people were into it. I mean, it's just, it was, and your all's, the way it was decorated and the work that you all did from the staff and the volunteers, Christina, it was just outstanding.
Well, thanks.
And if you've never been to one of these things, you don't have to buy anything. They've got a lot of silent auction items there. But it's just a good way to give back to Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
And the whole concept of what we have here with this museum, because if we don't have Turtle Bay, what would we have? I mean, there's nothing. And the different exhibits you have coming through there, that's good for adults and kids. I mean, I sat down with my grandson at the dinosaur. I learned so much that day about dinosaurs.
That,
you know, of course, you know, okay, holy, the big dinosaur. What you don't realize is that it's a giant factory inside this animal.
Yeah, definitely. All of our exhibitions are always about, hey, this will attract people, but also let's teach them why they're here,
wow.
the science behind whatever. And our blockbuster, excuse me, sorry, our blockbuster exhibition this summer is going to be really cool too. We'll talk about that today.
Okay, well, look, let's take an early break here. This portion of the show, of course, is brought to us by the Red Bluff Roundup. You know, they're back in town here. We're just talking the 19th. I think that's this week. No.
No, I think it's next week.
I'm sorry, it's next week. I was looking at the wrong number. I thought, no, I can't have lost a week. I lose things, but I don't ever lose a week. I've lost a day before, but never a week. Okay, yeah, it's going to be next week, the Red Bluff Roundup. The largest three-day rodeo in the country, over 600 contestants. Can you believe that? Over $250,000 in prize money. And one of, you know, of course, they have the Saddlebrock run, the Wild Horse Race. If you've never seen it before, you are missing out. Friday, the gates open at 5 p.m. Saturday, the gates open at 12. And Sunday, the gates open at 11:30. Aaron Watson concert Saturday, the 20th at 8 p.m. You can pre-purchase tickets at redbluffroundup.com. All right, we'll be right back with Christina and Turtle Bay.
In the moonlight shadow, showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Gather your friends and spend a hilarious night with Saturday Night Live's funny man, Rob Schneider, at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, May 30th.
People in their 40s are always putting on their sweatpants with no intention at all of working out. You want to go out, honey? Yeah, let me put on my sweatpants.
A household name and bona fide comedy star, Rob Schneider is well known for his trademark blend of character and comedic acting and has become one of the most popular touring acts in comedy. Schneider created and currently stars in Real Rob, which focuses on the day-to-day hijinks of Schneider's real life. The series marks the first time any actor has ever written, produced, starred in, directed, and financed an entire season of a television show. You will not want to miss this hysterical night of stand-up live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, May 31st. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25. For tickets or to reserve your stay in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend this show. For more information, download the Wind River app.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday the 9th, and it's 7:17 in the morning. It's 54 degrees. We're going to have great weather today, and the Reading Regional Chapter of the Safari Club International is having their 25th anniversary banquet Saturday, April 27th at the Wind River Center. Now, if it's talk about fundraisers, this is to save the habitat, and also they also give out $1,000 scholarships to local kids, and they give it to them that day. The chapter is going to have elk, red stag, mule deer, and wild boar hunts, photo safaris, goose and pheasant trips, you name it, they have it. Plus, they have a silent auction that's unbelievable, and the raffle has probably the best firearms you're going to see at any organization. And I mean even, you know, the large organizations, they have a tremendous selection of firearms there that you can win. All of this at the Reading Regional Chapter's 25th Anniversary Banquet. For more information, you can call Larry McLeod at, I said that right there. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, at 474-5075. And you can buy tickets. Tickets are $90 per a couple, $60 per person. And for $880, you get a whole table, 8 dinner tickets, $800 in drawing tickets, and 2 1-in-5 donor table gun. I mean, Linda has walked out of there winning 2 guns before. And so, I mean, this is just something that's going to be happening on the 27th. You can come down here. You can get a flyer here so you can enter, or you can just give them a call or go online to sciredding.org. Okay. I'm here with Christina Gutierrez and from Turtle Bay. We just talked about the wonderful, wonderful auction we had, but you've got some great things happening.
Yeah, actually, speaking of April 27th, we're doing something on that day, too. We are actually partnering with Cool April Nights this year. And we do this pretty much every year, but we are offering free admission for people who are attending Cool April Nights on the 27th. If they show their ticket or their stamp, they can come into Turtle Bay for free, and that's thanks to Union Bank for their sponsorship on that.
Well, see, you can go to the Cool April Nights during the day and then and just come in the morning, just slide on over to Turtle Bay, go home, change clothes into, I mean, very casual, and come on down to the Safari Club International.
Yeah, just the whole day. Map it out.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know what? People that tell me, well, there's nothing to do in Redding. I have not heard that, though, in about a year.
Oh, when
people tell
so
me there's nothing. I mean, there's, I mean, every day, I mean, there's so much stuff going on here. I mean, if we just can't, we can't do it. Well, we do this for a living, and we can't do it.
Well, just at our organization alone, I mean, on any given day at the museum, we have a program going, or there's like an animal something going on. We have an events page that's always updated, so people definitely have stuff to do.
Oh, gosh, yes. Now, that's a great deal because Cool April Nights is down there. And, of course, they're in the Civic Auditorium.
Yeah,
and,
it's,
I mean, do you get – I imagine the Sharon and Phil's is totally filled up.
Oh, yeah. We have a really great – you know, people come for those shows.
Yeah.
And stay at the Sheridan. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's right there. And the Sheridan's so beautiful and the Mosaic restaurant. Oh, my gosh.
It's great. It's great. And I tell you, the talking to Mike Warren, the Sheridan is just kicking butt out there. It's like in the top – it's in the top, like, three or four Sheridans.
Yeah, on a number of things, like customer service, cleanliness. Just there's a lot of categories where we're top five.
We're going to get Mike in here because I want him to go over the facts and figures that about what the Sheridan has meant to the TOT and taxes to our city, too. So we talked. In fact, we sat. You know, I sat at his table at the auction. I had a good time. I had a had an opportunity to see just how well the Sheridan has done in this year. I mean, it's so far ahead of where they thought they were going to be.
Yeah, you know, and the Mosaic and the Sheridan, they support Turtle Bay. So when you stay at the Sheridan and you eat at Mosaic, you're also supporting a good cause.
Yeah.
So, and also we partner with the Mosaic quite often to provide things for our members.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now we're doing Turtle Tuesdays. We're at Mosaic. If you're a member for Turtle Bay, you can come in, buy one meal, and you get a discount on the other meal.
Mm.
It's like a kind of a BOGO type situation.
Yeah.
And we always update our membership perks throughout the year, and when things come in, we add it. And our website always, you know, has that information.
And membership is, I know it's gone up a little bit.
It has for new people, yeah, definitely.
Oh, for new people.
Mm-hmm. But if you're renewing, I believe you're able to keep, like, grandfather the rate this year.
Oh, well, that's great. So,
yeah.
But it's gone up to what?
It's still pretty reasonable. It's $90
for the year.
For
a whole year, and that's for a family?
Of six.
Of six.
And, again, it's just two adults, four kids, so it doesn't necessarily need to be a family. Like, if you have a friend that you, you're on the card, you want to bring your best friend and her kids, that's fine. It's any kids, any
and
four
two
kids,
adults.
Any two adults.
Right.
As long as one of the member names is the person there.
And so you could bring, you could bring your kids' friends and all
Exactly.
Those.
Okay. I mean, that's so many. And there's so many perks to being a member, not just our ongoing stuff, but there's, like, special events for members. And there's, you know, special e-blasts. We partner with the Cascade, and we give discounts for members from there. And just lots of cool stuff.
There is. And a lot of the things that, and, of course, you also partner up with local businesses for the exhibitions.
Yeah, a lot of our exhibitions wouldn't be possible without the support of our sponsors.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why we're so thankful for Union Bank with this Cool April Nights deal.
Sure.
We can't do stuff like that unless they get that support.
Well, that's, you know, and it's the kind of thing that people, you offer a good product, you know, and so people want to be associated with a good product. Yeah. Okay.
Definitely.
So we have a giant exhibition coming up here.
Yeah, I mean, we have three on display right now. What we talked about before on the show, Biennial, Roots of Wisdom, and then also our last call, an intoxicating history of alcohol.
Yes, that's when you can put beer goggles on.
Yeah.
And find out what it's like to be, and I know most of you have never been
inebriated?
Drunk. So,
Yeah.
Okay.
Never.
Right. So I know you never have.
No.
I mean,
no, never.
You're still getting carded, right?
I do get carded. I'm 30 this year.
You still get carded,
but I still
right?
get carded all the time. I got carded at a Rated R movie the other day. I was like, I look 17. That's not right. That's not real.
You look at least like you're 17, right? And they carded you at a movie.
Yeah, they carded me at a movie. I'm like, okay, I'll take it. But yeah, I mean, I don't get carded as much when I have my 4-year-old with me.
So I got carded the other day at a store. And because I was buying a bottle of wine, and I said, "God bless you." I said, "Come on, God."
Lift your spirits a little bit.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Hey, okay. So
we have our ongoing expeditions right now.
Is it a secret or?
Oh no, definitely not a secret. We have one coming in at the end of May as well. Our summer blockbuster. It's called Goosebumps: The Science of Fear.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. You know, people love to be scared.
They do.
They do, except. Like, Linda will not watch the movies like it's people walking down these dark hallways.
Oh,
why
yeah.
Why do people walk down in basements? I mean, and she won't do that. I mean, she can watch other type movies, the classics and all that. But you get in a thing where somebody's trying to crawl out of something, and all of a sudden they scream and something's got them and pulls them back in. Yeah.
No, not I can't watch those either. I have my husband makes fun of me because I'm like, well, watch that when it comes to video. And, well, I guess that's kind of an old saying, but when it comes to the DVR.
DVR. Yeah.
And, you know, all the lights can be on. It's daytime. We can watch it then.
Never watch. They said there's this one movie, and it's been around for a little bit. It's on the TV that they said don't watch. You know, it's on the one of the channels there, pay channels. They said don't watch it at night.
Yeah.
Just don't watch it at night.
Well, you know, and there's something to be said for that. I think people like to be scared because it's kind of like the science behind what that does to your body and the adrenaline. And that's something that we're going to go into in that exhibition. Okay. We always bring a learning back to it.
Oh, yeah. So tell me about what this is going to be. We've got like 3 minutes left here.
Yeah, yeah. It opens on May 31st, and it's one of our traveling ones, so it comes from elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to study the science of fear and, like, the mechanics behind what your body's doing when you get scared. And we're going to be looking at common fears, like the fear of falling and the fear of electric shock.
Okay.
Things like that.
Fear of animals.
Fear of heights. And we have a lot of programming around that where we're going to bring some of our less cuddly animals out, you know, things with scales, things with legs, for people to get that close and personal encounter. Yeah.
Let a spider crawl up your arm.
Oh, maybe not me. But, yes, somebody will.
And it's funny how it affects you at different times. Like,
yeah.
I've done a lot of like mountain climbing in the military and jumping out of airplanes, and heights, you know, don't bother me. But I'll be up on top of a building and I look down and I go, and you get this feeling this is not right.
Mm-mm, too high.
And so it's interesting how it just maybe it, how it affects you at different times too.
Yeah, definitely. And it's really cool because I was looking at the setup because we get little pictures of what it's going to look like before they set it up. And it's like challenge courses, and like we'll strap you into something and you get to experience what it's like to have that fall. So like during the fear of falling, it's like a little contraption that you can get in.
Uh-huh.
We have this software technology.
You'll be able to identify that. There'll be little wet stains around the bottom, floor.
Maybe some paper towels nearby.
Yeah, some paper towels.
But yeah, in a really safe and controlled environment,
sure,
you know, experiencing that emotion. And then there's a lot of cool stuff when it comes to like the facial expressions and like what your body does when you're scared. And it's just really cool. And I think that a lot of people are going to come in a multiple times, like we did with dinosaurs, where you come in to see the dinosaur, but then you learn a little bit more every time you come in. And it's so large. Our summer ones are always 2 halls, and there's so much to see. So I'm excited.
Well, I am too.
Yeah.
You know, everybody likes to be scared. I think everybody likes to be scared a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. And we like to make it varied. You know, every time we have an exhibition, we think about our whole audience. Because Turtle Bay is a place for families, but it's also a place for adults, a place for our community. We want everyone to have a little something from Turtle Bay when they come in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're looking at on Cool April Nights on the 27th. You are
the free day.
The free day
for people who attend.
If they go to the if they go over to the Civic or any of those places, then they can come walking over.
Yeah.
And enjoy the afternoon.
Yeah,
over there at Turtle Bay, and then have maybe have lunch over there at the Mosaic, and yeah, all those kind of things.
Make a day of it, and then go to that other event.
go to that other event later. Go to the Spark Club International that night.
Yeah,
it's not competing.
Sure.
It's not competing.
Not at all.
A lot of things going on in this town, and Christina, thank you so much for what you do over there, and for Turtle Bay, and tell Mike I'm going to give him a call about getting him on here because he wants to come on and talk about the progress, and it's been a year now.
That's, and I'm sure he'll be happy to. He loves talking about Sheridan.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Getting him on here.
Yeah. Getting him off is the problem.
Okay. All right. Okay, Christina, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I got Casey Fatch here, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And there's so many things going on in our town that have to do not only with just Shasta Regional, but the things that they've done, but how they're partnering up with our police department and our public health to get people off the streets, which is kind of like what we're talking about. So we'll be right back after these messages, but Alliance Heating and Air has brought us this portion of the show for over 25 years of outstanding service, voted best in the North State. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at homecomfort.org, our HVAC company of choice. We'll be right back. 7:30 in the morning, 57 degrees here on the 9th of April. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The 25th annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It takes honor. It takes courage. It takes commitment to serve in our armed forces and sacrifice for our freedom. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, reminding you how we can honor those sacrifices of our men and women. Come join us for the Northern California Veterans Museum annual dinner, banquet, and auction, Saturday, April 27th at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Enjoy a banquet dinner prepared by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Lots of drawings and auction items, including several firearms. All proceeds go straight to the funding of the Northern California Veterans Museum building project. For tickets and information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Keep the date, Saturday, April 27th. We look forward to a great evening with you. Again, call 378-2280.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. It is a beautiful morning, 57 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day today and the rest of the week. 47 degrees right now, 7:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Great customer service, collection of all the firearms you could possibly want, and for actually 4.5 days, sold standard capacity magazines after they sold them all out, but they had them there too. Always in stock, always fair prices, and veterans get discounts there. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. I'm here with, of course, Casey Patch, the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Everybody's good. Everybody's good. Thanks for having us in.
Everybody's good. And with him is Dr. Richard Martinez. Good morning, Doctor.
Hey, good morning to you.
And you, Casey, you brought Dr. Martinez in because he's right. heading up one of your adjunct.
Yeah, Rick is the medical director for Shasta Regional Medical Group, mm-hmm. Which is a primary care facility that has some Dr. Martinez, Dr. Dillon, a couple of our physician extenders as well. And it's a beautiful new facility that we've remodeled last year and done a great job of getting it up and running and very, very comprehensive.
Now, okay, before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about Shasta Regional here. You know, the last time we were on, we talked about the emergency room that the wait time, as people know, emergency rooms can be horrendous. I mean, 3-4. I've heard 6-8 hours.
Sure.
For people that were on the board of another hospital,
right? Were there
for 8 hours, but you have thrown a lot of resources.
Yeah, and thanks for bringing that up. Because I know we did talk about it last time. Mm-hmm. What we've done there is we've opened up what we call a fast track, and it's an additional 8 beds. And we basically have our lower acuity patients go there, and basically with maybe bruises, cuts, whatever, that type of stuff, and they don't get bogged down in the main ER. And what it's done is actually taken. I've seen wait times as low as 10 minutes. I think last week we've seen a reduction from our goal is generally 30 minutes, 30 to 32 minutes, and we've been constantly hitting 15 minutes, 16 minutes. And
well, so last month it was at 32
right.
minutes,
right.
And so now it sounds like it's dropping.
Yeah, and the other thing that's nice about that is the time that you're there is significantly cut down because we've got the resources now that we can get people in and out within an hour, hour and a half.
So when you think about this, people don't like to go to emergency rooms because it should be an emergency. And so you've got people in pain or, that something's going on.
Right.
And to know that they're being seen so quickly.
Yeah, you brought up something. People don't like to go to the emergency room. Generally, people don't like to go to the
Generally.
Hospital. Period.
Right.
So that is something that we try to strive and getting people in and out and getting them treated expeditiously. Certainly lifts up our customer satisfaction scores.
And I want to talk also about how is your area that you've set aside for those people that are having mental problems that we see them on the streets a lot, but we haven't seen as many, it appears.
Yeah, well, they're it's full at this point. We're getting ready to ramp it up to 20, but we've got it at 15 right now, and we're hiring staff, and we've certainly seen a lot of patients in our emergency room as well, so that's something that we're happy that we're able to provide that service.
Yeah, so this is for people that have mental problems, yeah, that right. maybe off their meds or something that you all have.
Yeah.
You all have opened up. This is new. I mean, this.
Yeah, it's
new.
It started in September.
Yeah,
and it's taking a little while to ramp up because it's hard to find staff up here. But we're just about to the point where we'll be able to go full capacity.
Okay. Well, that's, again, that takes people off the streets. A lot of them are having, because they haven't taken their meds or something else. And what you all do is stabilize them.
Yeah.
You can keep them, what, 72 hours or?
Yeah. And a lot of time, a lot of these patients would wind up in jail.
Right.
And so that's something that we've been able to avoid. And that additional cost to the county and the city has been positive for that.
Are you partnering up with the city or the county with other stuff?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we do a lot of work with the county, especially with the forensic staff, law enforcement. So that's a partnership that we're starting to cultivate.
Lots of things have happened here since you got here.
We've been pretty busy, considering the fires, the weather, the measles outbreak. That was I didn't see that coming. I've
got to
be honest.
So, how does that affect? I mean, we had like three cases or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the number is, but we've had a lot of people exposed and in the community, you know, and so that's something I think we're hopefully going to start to see die down, but it happens, I guess.
Like, it's what I'm going to ask Dr. Martinez right. about that. Doctor, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
I grew up, I think Casey probably did, and, you know, you appear to be younger than us. I grew up, I had measles. Everybody I knew had measles. You know, we all just kind of like, we were, you know, everybody had measles. You expected to get measles. And we got it, because once somebody had it, all your friends got it, and then all their friends got it. We managed to get through it, and yet I don't remember back then, and this was in the 50s, of course. I mean, I don't remember a lot from back then. I remember having the measles. It seems like everybody kind of like worked their way through that. Is it that horrendous a disease?
It is that horrendous of a disease. So for all the people that were healthy, like yourself, that got through it or went to a measles party to get measles, you know, by your parents or something like that.
I remember that. You would be exposed on purpose.
Right.
You would
want to get measles and you'd go back to school in time and not miss any school. And all the family would want to have it all at the same time. So you wouldn't
all the
have
kids,
to
you want to have all the kids have it because your parents had already had it.
Correct.
So you wanted, that's right. I remember, I mean, I never went to one of those, but I remember that where people would share it on purpose. Oh, your kid's got, Robbie's got measles.
I'll be right here, over. Baby.
Bring the kids, bring the kids. Right, the whole over. Block runs down and hugs Robbie.
Yeah, unfortunately, for all those healthy people that went through that disease, there were a significant number of people that had serious consequences for measles, including pregnant women and their newborn babies. And they would have deafness and retardation and other serious illnesses from measles. So it is a serious disease. And the fact that it was wiped out completely, you know, in this United States and then came back because of lack of vaccinations is very, very sad. And so the disease now that we have a large group of susceptible people to measles that have not been vaccinated can travel very fast, as you read in the news, that it's very, very common. And we have, you know, 100 cases in the United States or whatever. And so it is a serious disease, and we want to prevent it rather than have people have the disease.
Let me play the devil's advocate here for a little bit, because I'm glad to do that. But 100 people out of, what, 300 million?
Yeah, the problem is the disease is so contagious. So when they had the case at Shasta Regional, I mean, they had to put off dozens of employees, had to miss work for 2 weeks because they did not know whether they were going to get the measles or not. So you put people out of work that are healthy because of the concern that they're going to spread the disease. So the contagiousness of the disease, like chickenpox, but more severe than chickenpox, much more severe. I've actually never seen a case in 30 years of practice of measles.
Really?
Really.
Yeah, the latest CDC numbers, we had last year we had 374 cases for the whole year, and we're up to 380 year-to-date.
For the United States.
Yeah. So it's
okay, and not to get into political things, but is part of this from people that have come from other countries that have not been inoculated?
That's usually where it starts, but unfortunately, the people that are not vaccinated are at risk and put others at risk.
Okay, so I remember reading all the reports or alerts that the one student that was in, they said she was at Raley's here during this time. She was at Simpson University or Shasta College during this time that you may have been exposed to all this. I mean, I found that fascinating that they were telling where they were because they're trying to warn people you could have been exposed to this. And it's airborne.
Airborne. So, I mean, that person that's infected leaves the area and 2 hours later someone can walk in and breathe that air and get the disease.
2 hours?
Yes.
My gosh, so, it's that potent.
So as you asked about different countries, so this one case was from a gentleman that went to the Philippines and was, you know, acquired measles and then brought it back and exposed his daughter to the disease.
That's right. Okay.
And so it is started in other countries, mm-hmm. but then is very susceptible to people that are unvaccinated or unprepared here.
So what just the vaccination rates are low up, like in California, up in the 90 percentile. But I read that there's certain areas, like certain schools, and a lot of them are down in the Bay Area, that the vaccination rates are really low.
Yes, and you hear a lot of the politics about the anti-vax movement and all that issue, and certain affluent areas where people feel that the measles vaccine may cause some complications that is not true, prefer not to have their children have that disease.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I have a patient who has a son that has autism, and she has never wanted to vaccinate his younger brother, and this just happened last week, because of her concern, which is, again, not unfounded. There's no science behind that. And so this week she comes in and says, because of the measles outbreak, she wants to vaccinate him against measles, but not only against measles, but against all vaccines, because he wants to go to a different school. And the California state law now requires vaccinations for all students, and they have gotten rid of most exemptions, so parents can't claim exemptions anymore in the state of California.
And I also understand we got to take a break now, is that there's another law that says that if you do have an exemption from a doctor, now it's going to go to a public health official?
I have not heard
They're trying to push that one through.
I'm sure there's doctors that provide exemptions that perhaps are not completely adequate, so that sounds reasonable to me.
Okay. 7:45 in the morning. I'm here with Casey Fuchs, the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Richard Martinez, who heads up their medical group that just opened. That's what we're going to talk about when we get back. It's 7:45 in the morning, 58 degrees. I'm sorry. It's going to go up to 58 degrees today. It's 46 right now on the 9th of April, 2019. We'll be right back after these messages.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Aaron Watson.
Never going out of style, I was thinking wild, the sun is sinking low, we could go.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, founder of Adamson's Peak Performance. You're celebrating your 25 years in business, Joe, with an open house April 13th, 10 to 2, at 3050 C Street. What's going on?
Come on down and take a tour of our amazing hybrid gym. We've got some sizzling one-day-only membership offers, and we'll be giving away thousands of dollars in gift prizes.
That's April 13th from 10 to 2 at 3050 C Street, Adamson's Peak Performance.
Are you looking for a place with a fun and relaxing atmosphere to unwind after a long workday? Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has just what you're looking for. Easy to find at 2155 Hilltop Drive, let owners Robert and Rhonda Hansen welcome you to your new favorite spot in town. Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has a great selection of beer on tap, fine wines, weekly live music, and a food menu that's currently the best-kept secret in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4. Clean, classy, and relaxing. Head to Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar. By far, the friendliest bar.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit Reading Endoscopy.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
I just like seeing that look on your face.
Yeah, so I can't, I, you know what, hey,
somebody's got a sense of humor.
Is that, you know what, she does. And you know what, our producers find the strangest music, and you know, and it always has something to do with what we're talking about. I'm not sure what. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best at 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Clyde's been doing this for 47 years, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts, not only in Reading. Are you going to find this? This guy rebuilds cars, and here at Cool April Nights, he's a big part of that. Clyde is just a great guy. If nothing else, go down and talk to Clyde, or give him a call at 221-4144, Clyde's Enterprises. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, all the new things they've done, including the biggest one, I mean, besides being in the top 50 hospitals in the United States for cardiology, is that their emergency room wait is down to that 30-minute part, and people are getting in and out in an hour, hour and a half. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's quite a talent. You know, we also just got notified yesterday that we are in the top 5% of the safest hospitals in the country as well.
Top 5% of the safest hospitals in the country.
Yeah, 95th percentile.
Wow.
That's a short list.
Yeah, that's a real short list. I wish you could go over and get the VA fixed. I just saw their reports.
Oh,
yeah, it's bad. It's bad. The hospitals. Oh,
that's too bad. That's unfortunate.
It is too bad. Yeah. But that's another subject.
Yeah.
But we're also here with Dr. Richard Martinez, who is heading up the adjunct facility of Shasta Regional Medical Center of doctors that are now it's open.
Yes, we actually have been open for 5 years.
Right.
And the issue was we never had enough room until the recent remodel.
Okay.
So it was just Dr. Dill and I, both family physicians with over 30 years of experience, and we had a couple of providers come and go, but now we have two mid-levels, one nurse practitioner and one physician assistant, mm-hmm. that are both accepting new patients, and we're ready to go. We have a completely remodeled brand-new office on the second floor, and we are excited about being able to provide that service to the community.
So we're opening up for you have new, taking new patients.
We're taking
and all
new
that,
patients,
which
time.
Is a problem. Are we having a problem getting physicians?
Oh, huge! So we've been trying for five years.
That was
we've been
I had to throw that one out.
Rhetorical.
For 5 years we've been trying to recruit a physician, and have not been able to. So we went a different direction and felt we had to hire a mid-level nurse practitioner, physician assistant, extenders. That are under my supervision, so you know
it's a force multiplier.
Yeah,
is exactly
what
it is.
And that's really the reality of medicine in the United States, not just Reading.
No, and I understand that, and yet, it's hard getting people into certain specialties. Is it because of the cost?
I think it's because of for family practice, it's because of the reimbursement. I mean, if you go to medical school and you look at how much you're going to get paid after you have this huge debt just accrued, you get paid much more as a specialist than you do as a family doctor.
Okay.
So the entrance into that specialty is much more decreased due to economics.
I saw a blurb the other day that you leave medical school with like $200,000, $250,000 in debt.
I think that's the average now, yes.
Why is it then, you probably went through medical school at the same time my brother-in-law did, and he went through the University of Reno, and he came out of there with like $10,000.
Yeah, and I had a lot less than the $200,000 you mentioned. I think the costs were less then, and for whatever reason, the costs have skyrocketed.
Do you think it's because the government was the one now that's kind of backing that, and that so the cost of everything just started going up?
There's a couple of things that happened. The Student Loan Act, which is one of the first things that President Clinton signed into effect, drove the cost of education way up because there was much more government-backed funding into it.
Yeah.
And so it exponentially increased over the years. And then number two, one of the things that we talked about, you and I talked about this earlier, was the balanced budget amendment of 97 that he put through basically shrunk the number of medical school slots. And so when the Affordable Care Act came in 2010, we're all standing around, where's all the doctors? Well, we shrunk, Congress sets that number of slots in the country. And
is that right?
That was one of the ways they balanced the budget.
By setting the number of slots.
Yep. They reduced it.
So right. We're reaping that benefit.
We are, because it takes a long time to train physicians in this country. A long time.
Yeah.
How about physicians from other countries?
Yeah, that's huge. So I think we have, I don't know the exact statistics, but I mean, I've seen numbers as much as 40% in some communities where it's physicians from other family physicians. So we're talking primary care physicians, sure, someone's on the front line, that come from other countries. It's a huge amount of foreign grads.
Most people will understand this, but why is it so important that the family physician? I mean, you all are the front lines.
Well, it's important because you know your patient, you know your family, you know their families, and you get to know the patient and be able to treat them in a comprehensive way. So the cost goes down by seeing a family doctor. So you come in for whatever problem. We're trained to deal with most issues. I mean, obviously, we refer specialists a lot when we have something we can't deal with. But instead of a kidney problem going to the nephrologist, we take care of it. Instead of a heart problem going to the cardiologist, we can take care of some of that. So that makes the cost less, and the patients feel confident in their physician because they know them.
I can't imagine somebody not wanting to live in Redding. We made that conscious decision. Casey, you made that conscious decision.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, we talked about this before, too. Yeah. The obstacle is what is the spouse going to do?
Right.
And if it's, say, it's a surgeon and the surgeon's wife or husband, whoever, is a lawyer. Not a lot of lawyer jobs here. You know, so there's a lot of that to consider. And then the other ones, if the spouse doesn't work, they're maybe from New York or wherever, what am I going to do here? You know, there's no Nordstrom's or whatever, and so that's kind of an obstacle.
I guess we could, when they come here, we could just start teaching them to fly fish right then.
That's right. If they're outdoors, they're going to stay. If they like the outdoors, they're going to stay. And a lot of physicians and families and wives or spouses come to this area for the outdoors.
Well, and I know we have physician wives are actively recruiting.
Absolutely.
Also, that they are part of the team that tries, because the physician gets here and goes, oh, yeah, this is great. They're actively working with the wife to show them what a great place this can be.
And I have to throw in there, physician husbands as well, because most of the physicians now are women, so we want to be equal about it.
That's right. You know what? Absolutely.
So the husbands have to be happy here, as well.
Well, in fact, we have there's a lot of instances, that you think about it. It's not just in the physicians. We have management personnel that are women, and their husbands now are trying to I know a couple came down, and he's kind of like at loose ends. So I'm trying to get him into things like fly fishing, and because he's an avid outdoorsman. So now he's starting to pick it up like that.
Good. And I just want to get back to our clinic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm the medical director. The name of it is Shasta Regional Medical Group. And we're located at 1355 East Street, which is right next to Shasta Regional Hospital. And like I said, we have a brand new facility. We have 16 exam rooms, 2 procedure rooms, a very vast waiting room. We have a full staff ready to take care of patients. And, we're all computerized. We have electronic medical record and all the services for primary care and family practice. So we're excited to be able to.
And you're taking patients where a lot of places aren't.
And we're taking patients where a lot of patients.
Insurance?
Most insurances we do accept.
Right? Okay, because we're seeing places that don't take insurance now.
That's true.
So, it's down on?
It's down on 1355 East Street, so it's right across Highway 44 from the hospital.
Okay, I know exactly where that is. That's where you have that sneaky right turn. You're trying to get on 44.
Right, so. And we're also redoing the parking lot, so we have a huge parking lot, because parking is always a difficult issue around medical offices and buildings. And we have a huge parking lot that we're going to access and redo so that we have nice parking and a brand-new office, so we're welcoming patients.
Okay, I'm talking to Dr. Richard Martinez and Casey Fatch. who's Casey, of course, at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I've so much enjoyed you all coming in today. And Dr. Martinez, I'm pulling you back in because we're going to have a vaccination day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play the other side, which, I, you know, just only because of the, all the things you hear. And it's best if you ask the question, which I have twice or three times today, and you've answered that. You know, why it's dangerous. You know, when we all came up through measles, well, why is it dangerous? We all made it through, and you explained it.
And I'd be happy to come back, and I certainly don't want to shove vaccines down patients' throats.
Right.
But we want to have a general approach and a discussion about the importance of vaccines. As you may know, that in the outbreak for whooping cough a few years ago, 10 healthy babies died in California that did not need to die. And that was because of the disease that was unvaccinated.
And those are vaccinated, those children are vaccinated early.
No, those children were actually younger than being able to be vaccinated. So if the disease did not present itself, they would not have died.
Okay.
You cannot vaccinate, you have to vaccinate them at 2 and 4 months. So they were below that age, so they were susceptible.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Again, I'm going to have Dr. Martinez back. We're going to talk about this, about vaccinations. And Casey, as usual.
Thank you.
You know, full of information, and we're very fortunate to have Shasta Regional Medical Center here. Like you said, in the top 5% of
safe hospitals.
Safe hospitals. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to be right back here with Ken Murray. I know many of you don't like Ken, but that's okay. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It won't be long now. Attorney General William Barr telling Congress this morning the special counsel's Russia report will be out soon.
I'll be in a position within a week to release the report. People can then read the report.
Appropriations Committee Chair Democrat Nita Lowey making a pitch for release of an unfiltered version of the Mueller report.
Will we have the complete report? Are you going to be selective as to what you give members of Congress?
You mean the unredacted report?
Mm-hmm.
No, the first pass at this is going to produce a report that makes these redactions.
However, Barr stresses he will work with Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, to release as much of the report as possible. Concerning the crisis on the southern border, Barr says the Trump administration's been pulling out all the stops in attempts to get things under control.
Since the beginning of 2017, the department has conducted an unprecedented surge in hiring immigration judges. The department has hired more immigration judges under President Trump than in the previous 7 years combined.
It's election day in Israel. Israelis voting in parliamentary elections. It will determine whether Benjamin Netanyahu will stay on as prime minister.
Clouded by a series of looming corruption indictments, Netanyahu is seeking a fourth consecutive and a fifth overall term in office, which would make him Israel's longest ever serving leader, surpassing even founding father David Ben-Gurion. But he faces a stiff challenge from retired military chief Benny Gantz, whose blue and white party has inched ahead in the Netanyahu's Likud in polls.
That's correspondent Charles Deledesra. Stocks deep in the red on Wall Street. The Dow down about 168 points. The S&P is off 14 points. And the NASDAQ Composite Index down 24. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Four Americans have died in a roadside bombing in Afghanistan.
The attack took place near Bagram Air Base, north of Kabul, the main American base in Afghanistan. The U.S. and NATO Resolute Support Mission says three of the dead were U.S. service members and the fourth an American contractor. Another three U.S. troops were wounded in the explosion and are receiving medical care. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying a suicide bomber detonated explosives that were packed into his vehicle. The fatalities bring the number of U.S. troops killed so far this year in Afghanistan to seven. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Prime Minister Theresa May has brought her case for a further delay to Britain's departure from the European Union to Berlin, while German and French officials insist that any extension of the deadline must come with some strings attached and assurances from London. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Measles cases are on the increase in the U.S., while some lawmakers in one state are fighting for the unvaccinated.
In Missouri, a panel of state lawmakers is proposing a ban on discrimination against unvaccinated children. Parents complain their kids have been turned away from daycares and doctor's offices. In New York City, where there have been 285 cases of measles since the outbreak took hold, health officials are warning all ultra-Orthodox Jewish schools they could be shut down if they continue to allow unvaccinated children into classes. Federal health officials say there are now 465 measles cases reported this year, a big jump from last week, and the highest level in 5 years, and still growing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump threatening tariffs on $11 billion worth of EU goods, saying it would offset unfair European subsidies for Airbus. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. If you have a little problem with 1460, we're going to go back down there. If that rain last night, I think we're going to have to reset the transmitter again. It protects itself when the water gets to a certain level down there. Good morning. Hey, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ashley, what's the weather look like?
We are looking at 72 degrees and sunny pretty much throughout the week. Should be pretty close to perfect weather. On Thursday, we're looking at a slight chance of showers. So if you're hoping for rain, that's going to be your best bet. But 68 today and slightly breezy, should calm down throughout the rest of the day. And just beautiful sunset. And make sure you have your cameras out because this week is going to be perfect spring weather.
Oh, wow. Isn't that great? Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. It choked me up there. So good morning, everybody. Hope
so
you're
emotional.
Doing well. And in our last half hour, we had Shasta Regional Medical Center on, and they announced that they are in the top 5% of hospitals for hospital safety. I think that's incredible. Plus, when you add to the thing in the top 50 hospitals when it comes to cardiac matters. And the other is the new Shasta, or not new, but the Shasta Regional Medical Annex. Is that what it's called? Or group, medical group. I'm asking Ken there because you go there.
I do.
You
and know, and Dr. Martinez is a wonderful doctor.
Yeah, and you know what? We're going to bring Dr. Martinez back because he talked about vaccines. And vaccines is so controversial. And the man just talks. He's extremely confident.
They're not controversial. There's a few wing nuts who don't like them. Otherwise, they're fine.
And this is why Ken Murray is controversial.
And Ken Murray. Welcome to Ken Murray.
So, welcome.
So what do you got today, Ken? Besides, you know.
Other than you need to go to church more. God's not happy with you.
You don't know that.
I do know that. He's blown up your antenna twice on 1460 in 2 days.
Because it's rained. It's a beautiful day now.
It's a statement. God's trying to get your attention.
God has my attention all the time. And my relationship with God is kind of like between me and God, not between me and Ken Murray and God.
Well, we got to include
even though you think
you ought to include your antenna.
Even though you think you're a godlike creature, you know the things you pronounce do not come from the mount. Okay,
that's true. Let's talk about stuff.
Okay,
I'll give you a choice: local government, grand juries.
Let's go with grand juries.
Okay, a lot of misconceptions about grand juries. A lot of misconceptions. I've heard you on this show complain about, or not complain. Let me rephrase that because I want to be accurate. Citing grand jury reports as evidence that the city wasn't paying attention.
I did that on the soccer field, and
correct.
On the one end, the city came back and agreed with every one of the findings.
Correct.
So I think in that case, the grand jury was right on top of it.
Okay. So let's talk about grand juries and how they function. First of all, grand juries exist in every parish and county in the United States, but they're not the same everywhere.
Right.
They're the same all over California in that there are 19 members in every county except the big cities, and they have either 21 or 23, I can't remember which. To be on the grand jury, you have to volunteer. And the plea is out right now to volunteer for the Shasta County Grand Jury. And I encourage anyone who's interested in local government to volunteer to be on the grand jury.
In fact, I know people who have been on the grand jury. In fact, I've known several people who have been on the grand jury.
Yeah, that would include me. And grand juries set their own agendas. They're a very powerful agency.
Mm-hmm.
But they set their own agendas, and let me tell you how a typical grand jury works. You get together, your first meeting, and you say to yourselves, okay, what's left over from the last grand jury? Because you get a memo from the last grand jury that says we looked at this, that, and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then there's mail that has come in since the last grand jury, and you go through all that mail, and people are asking you to investigate this, that, or the other thing. And mm-hmm. you sort through that. And then in the case of when I was foreman of the grand jury, I stood up at a chalkboard and I went around all night, all 18 members and said, okay, what do you want to look into? And we wrote them all down. Then we went through the process of sorting between the letters, the recommendations of the last grand jury, and our own interest to decide which topics we were going to actually investigate. I mean, none of us were specialists. None of us knew a great deal mm-hmm. about any of it. But we had this awesome power. And that power includes the power of subpoena. Grand juries can investigate anything that in the community, in the county, that is either governmental funded or receives government subventions.
Okay.
They could investigate the Kiwanis if they wanted to.
Okay.
Because they're a 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
That's a government subvention, right?
Right.
I don't know that any grand jury has ever investigated the Lions or the, you know, I mean, typically their minds don't run that way. The average citizen thinks those are great service organizations, and they are. But the grand jury has the power to investigate.
Any 501, huh? So if you think that there's 501s out there that are taking advantage of certain groups of people, veterans, seniors.
And they're cheating the government in doing so?
Well, or maybe that the way that they're utilizing the money is, you know, it turns out that 90% of the money goes to them and only 10% to the people they say they're raising money for. Yeah. That's not illegal, but it's, if I don't think it's illegal. No, I'm sure it's not illegal to do that, but people should know about that. So if a grand jury wanted to, they could go out and investigate, some 501.
They could.
But they very rarely do that.
Hardly ever.
Yeah, okay.
The other, you know, grand juries generally have a civil function. They look at the agencies of government
mm-hmm.
and examine them civilly. Now, they also have a criminal function when called on. By the district attorney.
Does the district attorney, but from what I understand here in Reading, now I only go back, 12 years now. It's hard to believe. They don't do criminal stuff.
Yeah, they do.
That they just do, well, the ones that I'm really familiar with, they've all been just kind of like civil.
Yeah, they have done. And that's 99% of what grand juries do. But they have, I can't point to a specific example in this community, but they are impaneled from time to time in criminal matters. And you'll read in the paper, the grand jury indicted. Well, what's indicted mean? When a grand jury hears a criminal case, they only hear the DA's side of the case.
That's right.
No cross-examination.
No lawyers.
No defense attorneys. No nothing.
They can bring in the defendant, though. Is that correct?
They can, but they don't have to.
Right, but they can bring the defendant in, but without his lawyer.
That's correct.
Okay.
So when they indict, what that means is that the district attorney has presented enough information which was uncontroverted, because there's...
No, you can't argue it.
You can't argue it.
Right.
That if it were all true, was there a commission of a crime? And if the grand jury says, yeah, if that's all true, there's a commission of a crime, then there's an indictment. Doesn't mean any crime's been committed.
It just means is that the amount of information that the district attorney gives to the grand jury, and from what they hear, they say, okay, it looks like there's enough here, so yeah, we're going to indict.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. We're here with Ken Murray. We're talking about grand juries. We're going to get into city politics. And I've got some other notes here that I want to talk about. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented professionals, neighbors, local bank here, Cornerstone Community Bank. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Or even better, head on down to one of the branches and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:15 in the morning with Ken Murray. It is 43 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Just a beautiful day. We'll be right back. Bethel and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Join us for the 12th annual One Safe Place Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event at California Street Lab on April 13th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's right, Walk a Mile is downtown. Various downtown businesses have collaborated to bring you an event to remember. The walk will be followed with live music, games, art, beverages, and more. All donations will be matched dollar for dollar by the McConnell Foundation Challenge Grant to support One Safe Place youth and children's programs. Don't forget your heels!
real people, real winners. If someone told you that there's a chance you could win bundles of cash playing our Plinko board, what would you do? All it takes is a trip down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our It's Raining Cash Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to play the Plinko board weekly to win free slot play. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win free slot play, entries, prizes, or $10,000 in cash. Plus, every 200 points gets you an entry. Drawings Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Final draw is Tuesday, April 30th, where you can win $10,000 cash. Two grand prize winners. Ask us how to earn extra entries. Remember to join us every Monday for Military Mondays. Serve a soldier with our 15% discount on Elements and Creekside Pub and Grill food for all veterans. Receive $11 free slot play along with a Military Monday card at the River Club. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:19 in the morning, and it's 59 degrees out there, and it's going up to... Gosh, I think 72 today.
Well, 68 today.
68 today. It's going to be beautiful. Yeah, weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. River Commons Senior Living is bringing us this portion of the show. Worry less, smile more. It's like your own little cruise ship down on Hartnell Avenue. Gourmet chefs, activity directors. It's for people that are tired of cutting grass, doing the dishes all the time, and just want to have kind of like a good time. That's River Commons Senior Living, and Brian Martin is just a great guy that runs it down there. Captain Brian. Give them a call at 238-5981, or even better, just stop by and have lunch with them and talk to the people. You'll find out just what a great place River Commons Senior Living is. I'm here with Ken Murray, and that really was kind of – I think you should be thinking about going to places where you don't have to do all that work at home around the house there, Ken.
Is that an ageism joke?
Yeah, I'm in trouble again. Okay, hey, we were talking about the grand jury. We've got a couple more things here. But the grand jury can do – I did not realize. I thought they all they did – I mean, I knew grand juries could do criminal cases because you read about them all the time. But that's only if the DA comes into them. And the DA doesn't usually do that.
And that's good. In Shasta County, they don't. One of the reasons DAs will – and this happens – other places, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons DAs go to grand juries is for political cover.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, so they can have somebody can come in and say, hey, look,
grand jury indicted them. I had to go forward.
It doesn't necessarily mean that. I wonder what the percentages of ones that grand jury indicts and the ones that are found guilty.
I have no idea.
And neither do I.
But it's good that our DA isn't doing that because it is done. Political cover for an elected official.
Mm-hmm.
And so I encourage anyone who's interested in local government to be part of the grand jury. Grand jury only has two jobs defined in – well, they have one job defined in the law and one other by custom in Shasta County. By custom in Shasta County, the grand jury participates in the audit of the county, the financial audit of the county.
Mm-hmm.
By law, they have to visit and write a report on all jails.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they go to the Shasta County Jail, they go to whatever, Sugar Pine, which is a state facility.
Mm-hmm.
They only investigate those things within the boundaries of their jurisdiction, which in California is the county.
Well, also, too, is that they get letters from citizens.
Yes, they do.
And that's where they get a lot of their subjects they look at.
And that's good and bad. you write a letter to the grand jury, and you say, you ought to look at this, that, or the other thing. I observed this, that, or the other thing, whatever. So the grand jury decides to look into it, and the grand jury's looking into it, and you decide you're so angry about the subject, you're going to write a letter to the editor about it during the grand jury investigation.
Mm-hmm.
You may not even know the grand jury's investigating it.
It's all kind of pretty much a secret.
Yeah. And the minute you do that, okay, it creates a serious problem for the grand jury because everything they're doing is in secret, and all of a sudden you're out there trying to build a case in the media, presumably for the purposes of forcing the grand jury to do something they may already be doing.
And yeah, but you don't know that.
Yeah, well, it creates a serious problem for the grand jury.
Why? Why is that a problem if they're already investigating it? Is it because people will say, oh, it's only because it was in the paper?
I don't want to talk about that. I mean, I have personal experience with that from the 89-90 grand jury, and it was just a joke.
I do know that the grand jury is made up of very concerned citizens, but on one occasion they were investigating something, and it turns out one of the people on the committee had a dog in the fight. And once they found out about that, like two-thirds of the way through, they had to just drop the whole investigation.
That's right.
So if you're investigating something, you can't investigate something that has a direct impact on you.
That's correct.
And you've got to be totally honest about it, because when this came out, all this work they had done, and it was good work, and it would have been a very telling investigation. You just had to drop it because of that.
Well, when the grand jury first gets together, you know, the various and sundry jurors are going to want to investigate this, that, or the other thing. Generally, it's because of perhaps some personal experience. You know, I hate the Bella Vista Water District. They charge me too much money. Let's investigate them. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's not a good reason to investigate them.
No, I understand.
And besides that, you as a juror have a dog in the fight, right?
Yeah. No, I understand that. And you know, and I think some people think, well, if I'm on there, I can investigate these things that are having this they're having an impact on the community, but it also impacts me, so I'd like to have somebody take a look at it.
It takes 11 votes.
The other thing about the grand jury is that it does take time. And, I mean,
that's true.
They talk about it takes, you know, this much at the beginning, but then toward the end, you could be working 10, 12, 15 hours a week there.
Toward the end, we were working 40.
40, so you're doing 8-hour days.
But it was the grand jury I was foreman of were all meat eaters. They were very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in the history of grand juries of Chasta County, we issued more reports than any grand jury before or since. 38 of them, I think. And it was just a tremendous workload. That's not typical for a grand jury. Typically, you meet you'll meet once or twice a month with the full grand jury, and then you'll be on one or two committees.
Right.
They'll each meet once or twice a month, and generally it's in the evening because people are working and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to report writing and getting right down to the end, when you're going to publish, it's kind of an all-hands-on-deck thing.
The questions are coming in here. Says, so should the typical citizen not ask any questions?
No, not at all.
Because when you said you didn't want to talk about why, if it's in the paper, it didn't come back. So, you know, I mean, if it's in the paper, it makes things tough on the grand jury.
It does. Okay.
You don't have to use a personal example.
Not a personal example. In the 89-90 grand jury, there was a big ruckus having to do with Chasta County Sheriff's Department. The grand jury launched an investigation into it.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the original allegation came from a deputy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
Now, so we started that, and we're getting deeper and deeper into it, and the deputy doesn't know what we're doing because it's all in secret.
Mm-hmm.
So he writes a letter to the editor, okay, which gets published in the paper that makes all kinds of allegations.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, we found ourselves in a box because we had to either defend what we were doing, ignorant, start over again, whatever. And it became a media event instead of a secretive grand jury investigation. You don't need a media event. You want something done in secret so that the complainant, if you will, is protected.
Okay. So the answer to your question, Jim, is, yeah, the typical citizen should ask a question. They
absolutely
should send letters. And it's just that sometimes if it goes to the paper then, that it can take work that they've done and taint it because of all these allegations that were seen in the paper. And even if you were finding the same allegations, now it looks like, oh, you just took what he wrote and ran with it, even if it was true.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a problem. But people should write.
Did you drop the investigation?
We concluded the investigation. And as far as I'm concerned, it was unsatisfactory, but it was the best we could do given the circumstance.
Okay. So that's what the thing. Okay, we're talking about this. Okay. He's got it. Okay. I'm going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, you mentioned to me about local government. I frankly appreciate local government. I appreciate our city council. I appreciate our board of supervisors. But last time I looked, if they're doing things that you don't agree with, the citizens have a right to say things. They don't have a right to say things like they're idiots, or that they're they're bought and paid for by whatever reason. But I think that being in, once you take that step into being in the politics, as you have, Ken,
mm-hmm.
I mean, immediately you've lost half of the people that like you, and the other half are going to support you.
Well, that's only for a while, and then they'll hate you, too.
Then they'll hate you, too. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And if you really vote your conscience, you could probably have most everybody not liking you at one time. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at SST Oil. Bill Casperino, Dana, and all the people over there, they've been in the business here since 1967. Think about that. The Andy Griffith Show was number one in 1967 when they started. Just think about that. They have the CFN, Fleetwide Fueling Network. I've used this. I've used it everywhere. It's good in over 57,000 card-activated fuel sites. I've used it in the middle of a desert when nothing else was around, in the middle of the night, and the pump was on. I was able to use my CFN. And you need to do this because, one, you can go to all these different places, and you get a very, very good accounting of all the gas you've used, where it's used. And they even called me once and said, were you in Nevada? And I said, yes, I was. They said, okay, because, they just wanted to make sure that it was me and not somebody had stolen it. So this is it's a service-oriented company. If you want kerosene heaters, kerosene water heaters or heaters for your home, SST Oil. The other thing, too, is when it comes to fires, SST Oil is on the front lines, just like our first responders, making sure that they have fuel and they can fight these fires. SST Oil. You can give them a call at 241-1167. They're always looking for great employees. It's an employee-owned company. We'll be right back. 8:31 in the morning here. It's 59 degrees, and it's going to go up to 72 today.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kissed. We talk.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Flade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes.
but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Your comfort and privacy is important, and products installed by Blindsided will improve the quality of life in your home. Enjoy the convenience of remote control power shades, blinds, or the elegant look of plantation shutters with expert installation. Comfort, privacy, and elegance in your home with expert craftsmanship from Blindsided. Call Bill today for an estimate at 945-3969. That's 945-3969.
February 22, 1982. Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the city of the KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment on Tuesdays, as everybody knows. It's 60 degrees out there. It's going to go up about 72 today. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. We might get somewhere around Thursday. I mean,
yeah, we have technically a 20% chance of showers, but all that's really going to
doesn't count.
Give us a beautiful sunrise and a sunset that day.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy has the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, 42 counties right now and counting. Not only CCW training, but also defensive pistol, home protection, unarmed combat. They offer unarmed combat for those of you who want to learn how to protect yourself in close quarters. Also, all of this you can learn about at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. I'm here with Ken Murray. And I've known Ken since I've been here. Ken gave me my very first shot at an hour-long show on prime time. I was doing a Saturday morning show at 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. on another station. And then he said, all right, come on up. And he had me as a guest. And then when you went on vacation, you had me there. And I tell you what, the first time I did that,
You thought you were prepared for 3 hours and you ran out in
15 minutes. 15 minutes, that's right. You remember Erin, used to be the producer. She would just look at me when I go, let's have another break. she was pulling stuff, you know, and loading it during the time I was talking for the 3 minutes. I was at cyclic rate. Anyway, things have changed a little bit since then. Okay.
You've become a more prolific talker.
Well, I can talk about more things. I can make it last longer. What's your other subject? You've got other subjects. You got a whole page of stuff.
No, this is a different thing.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk about local government.
Okay.
And the people that complain about local government and the tenor of those complaints.
Okay.
Now, I think people ought to have the right to say whatever they want to say. Whether they're given credence is a different story,
mm-hmm.
however. There are people, if you say the sky is blue, will argue forever that it is some other color. It's red or something.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing is true in talking about local government. Keep in mind that the people in local government, the locally elected officials, all ran for office and won a majority of the votes. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And that's true of all of them. Not just some of them, all of them. And mm-hmm. all of them are elected to represent the interests of all of the community to which they're elected. And that, like I say, that might be the Bella Vista Water District and their board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
It might be the city of Redding, the city of Anderson, Shasta County, whatever. So, now let's go back to the grand jury for a moment. The grand jury does reports. Okay, they have mm-hmm. other powers. They can find malfeasance, misfeasance, nonfeasance on the part of elected officials. I can't remember in the 50 years I've been here a grand jury ever finding malfeasance, misfeasance, or nonfeasance against an elected official. They issue reports saying you ought to do this, that, or the other thing. However, that, you know, the grand jury has a limited amount of knowledge, and it's constrained by the questions they ask. If you don't ask the right questions, you don't get the right answers.
But see, if it's a transparent, okay, you're right on certain objects. But if it's something in government, shouldn't it be right. transparent? That if okay, I don't ask you the specific question, but it directly impacts if I just ask the question, maybe use a different percentage or a different different type of question. Shouldn't the government be open to answering that?
Well,
because everybody yells about, oh, we want to be transparent.
Well, let's think about that for a minute. First of all, any government employee approached by a grand jury team is immediately nervous, on edge, and afraid. By definition.
Well, no, I understand that.
Okay. And they are carefully going to answer every question that is asked. All right? It ain't their job, okay, to answer questions that aren't asked. And if you are concerned in the first place, not about whether you're doing anything right or wrong, but about your exposure because of the power of the grand jury,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to be very circumspect in your answers.
And I agree with that. I mean, I can understand that. But we also, though, have grand juries who have come up with findings that, you know, that are directed at our government, either the board of supervisors or either the city or the county. Mm-hmm. And almost every time, and, you know, I'm not like a grand jury file here, but in many of those cases, they come up and the city or the county comes back and says, you're just wrong. I mean, this is after they've done a lot of research, and they just say, I'm sorry, that's wrong. We disagree with this. And then it goes away.
That's right.
Because
they're wrong.
Is it because they asked that question? But what about the subject itself? Let's just talk about, you know, and first of all, okay, you know, the soccer field, it's done. I think we need a soccer field and all this. I'm just using that as an example. because the grand jury came out and said we didn't have any oversight on it. There was no money coming in like it should have been. Everything they found, the city said, you know, you're right, and we're trying to change this right now. Mm-hmm. That was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what if they had said, what if they were right, but the city had said, well, no, we do have this, but or we don't agree with this.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see that, they don't really say why specifically they don't agree with this, or they'll say something has something to do with it. And it could be, why is the grand jury, after spending so much time and talking to so many people, why are they wrong all the time?
Well, I don't know that they're wrong all of the time.
Well, I tell you what, there's been, I don't look at all of them, but some of the big ones, they say you're wrong. And I think that's it. Then it's over, right? I mean, once the city disagrees or the county disagrees, I don't care where it is in the state, it's over then.
Well, and there's a reason for that. And the reason is that the grand jury goes out of business. Okay? They issue a report in May,
mm-hmm.
and they give 60 or 90 days to have a response. And by the time the response comes in, there's a new grand jury. And if the new grand jury isn't interested in that subject, they won't pursue it. And that's what happens 99% of the time.
That's right.
They're not interested in the subject.
Because it's a new group of people.
And the new group of people have the power to then slap hands for those who poo-pooed the last grand jury. But they don't do it. Now, they can do it. They merely don't do it. Okay? That's the system. You know what I mean? You can argue about the system, but the system is the system. And so, you know, you can have a grand jury that's hot on some subject, and the next grand jury could care less about it, so they don't care what the answers are.
Well, see, and there itself, because you have different people, I mean, I understand this.
But it's
my concern is if a grand jury spends 6 months researching something,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have dumb people on the grand jury. I mean, the people I've known have been on the grand jury have been pretty bright and hardworking. And I don't know everybody's on the grand jury.
Now, wait a minute.
But wait a minute. Wait. Just let me say this.
No, wait. Let's just address that. They are not dumb. They're ignorant. And there's a difference.
Well, but that's why they have 6 months that they're researching things. They're getting the information because I'm ignorant on, say, a certain vaccine that we talked about today. And I was educated, so I'm no longer ignorant on that. But
correct.
If I've done 6 months of research on a specific subject,
correct.
I've talked to 50 witnesses, I've looked at all the underlying documentation,
mm-hmm.
and I myself, not just me, but the group mm-hmm. comes up with this, says this is the, you know, this is everything we've investigated. And then when you lay it out to have the city who has got a dog in this fight say, nope, no, we disagree mm-hmm. with that. Or the county disagree
mm-hmm.
with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what does that mean? They obviously have done a lot of homework on this, did all the research, talked to all the people, and then just be told they're wrong.
They did all of the research they were capable of doing. Remember, they went from ignorant about the subject, and everybody that gets on the grand jury is ignorant about most of the stuff. You know, just like you and I would be ignorant if we went out and decided to become opal miners in, you know, Keswick. We don't know anything about opals or opal mining, except it happens in Australia, okay?
Okay.
So we don't know anything. And we write a report, there aren't any opals in Keswick. Okay, so what?
Okay, we need to take a break here. And Bob says, he means, you know, he had the question, should you be retired? And how much time per week on an average do they work? I know a lot of people that are retired are on the grand jury. And the hours, as Ken said, could be up to 40 hours a week, depending on what the subject is, later on in the season. They don't start off like that, and it depends, again, on the subjects that they pick.
And it depends on your dedication.
Okay.
If you don't want to be there 40 hours a week, you won't be there.
Okay. I thought you said, should you be retired? How much time per week on average do they work? I don't know. For some reason, I thought, well, I don't know. I said, I believe people should work as long as it adds to their lives. Okay, I didn't realize that's what he was talking about. Sorry, Bob. Okay, it's 8:46 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm heading to today, right across from the subway shop down there. They do it now by reservations. Give them a call at 244-9478. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's Manslaw Stronghold. hold. We'll be right back.
Your friends and spend a hilarious night with Saturday Night Live's funny man Rob Schneider at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, May 30th.
People in their 40s are always putting on their sweatpants with no intention at all of working out. You want to go out, honey? Yeah, let me put on my sweatpants.
A household name and bona fide comedy star, Rob Schneider is well known for his trademark blend of character and comedic acting and has become one of the most popular touring acts in comedy. Schneider created and currently stars in Real Rob, which focuses on the day-to-day hijinks of Schneider's real life. The series marks the first time any actor has ever written, produced, starred in, directed, and financed an entire season of a television show. You will not want to miss this hysterical night of stand-up live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, May 31st. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25. For tickets or to reserve your stay in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend this show. For more information, download the Wind River app.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. If you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance, financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell knows her business, and her people that she has trained herself know the business, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, give her a call, 221-0441. That song was in honor of you, of course, Ken. You know, you've reached the age of 70 plus, but you're here, you know, when you come in every week, you're as good once, you're good here as you ever were.
I like to visit with people with white hair.
No, this, I'm sorry, but this is Arctic Blonde there, buddy. Okay. That was an ageism joke you just made. You know, we've been talking, it wasn't supposed to be about the grand jury, but we've talked about the grand jury most of the time. Impact, you know, a significant impact that it could have been or did have.
I think it explains a lot about the limitations on the grand jury. We had in 89, 90, when I was formerly grand jury, we first met, we had a bunch of letters from grandparents saying that Child Protective Services was not honoring judicial orders for grandparent rights. Okay, the judge will issue an order and they'll say, okay, you know, this is what happens to the kids. And oftentimes they will give the grandparents visitation rights where they may not give one spouse of the other visitation rights. And the letters we got from some grandparents said CPS was not following the judicial order. So we decided to, as a grand jury, decided to investigate Child Protective Services. Well, you'd have thought the world came to an end as a result of that. We went over to CPS and said, we want to see records. And they said, you can't. They're protected by law. And we said, not from us, they're not. Grand juries can look at all records, anybody's records in government, about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's right in the law. And so the advisor to the grand jury was the county, is and was the county council.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the county council and said, we want to sue Child Protective Services to get the records. County council says, I'm not doing that. And I said, why? And the county council said, because we're the county council for all departments of county government. And we have to defend them in a lawsuit, and we can't sue them and defend them at the same time. So he referred us to the district attorney, and which is the fallback for the grand jury. And the district attorney says, okay, I'll sue them for you. You're entitled to any record you want to look at. And we sued. Okay.
Did the county fight it?
Oh, yeah. It was the county fighting against the county, right? The DA was fighting on behalf of the grand jury.
But you have the right, it says so in the law, to look at it.
Doesn't matter. The law also says they're protected records.
Right.
But they're not protected from the grand jury. That was the point of the lawsuit.
I think once you got a subpoena, you could do it.
Well, you have to get to the subpoena first. And before you can get to the subpoena, you got to go through the lawsuit. And so the grand jury, via the district attorney, sued Shasta County, defended by the county council.
So what happened here?
Went to the 3rd District Court of Appeals, and we won. We had the right to the records. We won. It took months to get to the 3rd DCA. We had decided this back in September that we wanted to follow up on these grandparents and their concerns that the CPS was not following judicial rules. And it turns out the judges don't review whether or not anybody's following their rules unless somebody files a complaint.
Okay.
Okay.
So what happened?
We won in May.
Okay.
Grand jury went out of business in June.
So you never got to see him?
Never got to see him because we didn't have enough time left, and there hasn't been a grand jury since that I'm aware of that wanted to pursue that particular subject. Okay? I mean, that's the reality. Very different than what you may think.
Again, it goes back to what I said.
What?
Is that the grand jury spends all this time working on something.
Mm-hmm.
And if the county or the city doesn't want to cooperate, it ends right there. It just ends right there. I mean, there is no tooth to the dog after that.
There is, but it requires a succession of grand juries.
Another grand jury to come in with that same, well, you guys didn't answer that. Did they get a briefing on the last year?
Sure.
They must.
Sure.
Okay. I got one other question. Here's a quickie one.
Okay.
Bringing in the high-speed internet, the fiber optic cable into town, what do you think?
I think the city has – I pushed for this in the back in the 90s, the mid-90s, when I was on the city council. The city has a distinct advantage. over other internet providers, and that is the city owns all the right of way.
Right. And they can put it, can run it down the same tubes as the, you know, everything.
But they don't have to lease it.
Right.
They don't have to rent it.
Right.
I mean, by definition, it's cheaper if the city does it. But is it enough cheaper to pay for the cost of the infrastructure? I don't know the answer to
but
it.
The idea, though, of having that fiber optic cable seems to me a great, great idea. My sister lives in Chattanooga. She talks about it, the impact it's had on her businesses there. Of course, Tennessee is easier to do business anyway. But to have that type of high speed, it'd be 100 times faster than anything else in California.
Let me.
That's in Chattanooga.
Let me contrast that for you, just to make it simple.
Yeah.
Everybody thought building Stillwater Industrial Park was a great idea at the time it was considered because we would have shovel-ready lots and nobody else in California had shovel-ready lots. Now, you want to explain to me the difference between that and the great idea of the Internet?
Yeah, I can tell you right now. One, it cost like 1% of what that cost out there. And two, people already used the Internet, and now they're looking at doing a high, you know, bumping up at a reasonable price to something that you use already. We don't use Stillwater. We never will use Stillwater. Still waiting. It should be a home for the goat herds that we could use to clear off the all this ladder fuels that we have around this town.
Okay, and I'm here to tell you that it was not, as you so glibly state, self-evident at the time it was put in place. Just like I'm not sure that everything is self-evident about this high-speed Internet.
I think it needs to be talked about. I think it needs to be, but I think it's a step forward
but
in what
generally,
we're doing.
You will wind up using your best available information to make the decision.
Right.
And I submit to you that's what government regularly does over decades.
I won't disagree with that.
Well, most people say government's unresponsive, or the city council is in the pocket of the city manager, or
well, you hear, you know what, but you're gonna, you know what, junk. Over all of the city councils, you hear that about every one of them.
Right.
That they're in the pocket, and you'll hear about every individual in it, whether it's Patrick Jones or you.
That's ridiculous.
Or whoever it is, oh, they're in the pocket of the city manager. It's the same all the time.
Nobody's
and you
the
also
pocket
hear this,
anybody.
Is that they're also in the pocket of special interest groups. Anyway.
Some of that.
I think
true.
We've got a, well. Well, we'll do that one next time. Hey, tomorrow we have the DC talk, and then we can talk to them about Stillwater tomorrow, among other things that are happening in our city. All the growth that's happening, I mean, this right now, this is a good time to be in Reading if you want to grow. Everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. But yeah.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.